This is Fresh Air. In a time when most rock and roll groups spend thousands of dollars on state-of-the-art synthesizers and sound systems, there's a band called Pianosaurus that uses nothing but toy instruments. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of their new album.
I don't know that some of you have been appalled at having rock and roll played on your public radio station when I pop up here once a week. I know that a few people think it's a communist plot. Garrison Keillor announces he's leaving a Prairie Home Companion, and the first thing you know, they're playing Prince on National Public Radio, right? You don't like rock and roll because it's too loud, because you can't understand the words, or when you can, they're very rude words indeed. Well, I'm going to give you a vacation from all that this week. There's a trio called Pianosaurus. For about 4 years, they've been making rock and roll on toy instruments, little plastic pianos and little balsa wood guitars, a cardboard drum kit with a picture of the Smurfs on it. The result is quiet by rock standards, yet it is true to the spirit of rock and roll. This is Pianosaurus and Bubblegum Music. That was Pianosaurus from their new album, Groovy Neighborhood. I've never heard any other band play toy instruments, but believe it or not, there is a tradition that this music can be linked to. Pianosaurus alludes to it in the song I just played, Bubblegum Music. That's also the name of a 70s pop music genre that included groups like the 1910 Fruit Gum Company, Harper's Bazaar, and the Archies. Their music was simple, cheerful stuff, with lyrics that were banal whenever they weren't vaguely risque. Anyone out there remember the immortal, "Yummy, yummy, yummy, I got love in my tummy"? There are other precedents as well. A 60s group like Herman's Hermits, those thoroughly domesticated mop tops, sang Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter, a song you can easily imagine Pianosaurus performing. In the 70s and 80s, Jonathan Richman has made a fetish out of low-volume rock, creating songs like Rockin' Rollin' Leprechauns and Party in the Woods Tonight, rock music for children. Acts like Pianosaurus, however harmless they seem on the surface, are actually pretty brave, because they court contempt from people who want to write off rock and roll as infantile junk anyway. What I find appealing about Pianosaurus is that, while making music that could be created by a few inspired members of Romper Room, they sing smart, tinkling little songs about broken hearts and passionate crushes. Sort of grown-up stuff.
Rock critic Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.